Blog Talk Radio.
All right, thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Thanks again for tuning in to all my callers and my online listeners. I greatly appreciate your support. All right, well, yesterday we had a very full show with different information, so I appreciate the listener. My main thing is, you know what we have going on in our world today? We have a president-elect that we have a lot of protesters out here protesting about that they're unhappy about. I hear you, but my whole thing is we got to keep hope alive. We got to remain optimistic, and we got to keep fighting for what's right. Now, I know it's a hard task, but nothing is easy, especially when you're fighting for something that's right. It's not going to be easy, people. But the same thing, you can't give up. Giving up is not an option. I teach my children that. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. Even with me, I'm still optimistic regardless of my situations. Last night, I told you what happened with me. Well, I recap for all the new listeners that I do have online and on the board. I've been out on sick leave since the beginning of October because I had a major emergency surgery, and unfortunately I had walking pneumonia and had emergency surgery. And my employer terminated my services yesterday via email, which is okay. But, I mean, all I could do was just, hey, I thank God. It is what it is. What you going to do? Either way, I know something greater is due to come. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not even going to dwell over that. I'm going to move right on along because we got bigger fish to fry. Yesterday, I informed you of a situation that myself and Ms. Gilchrist, other client, which is Ms. Gilchrist, Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, is a former attorney of mine and a former attorney of another young lady I know, who actually referred me to Gretchen C. Gilchrist. Now, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, her law firm was the Gilchrist law firm that was on West Commerce Street in Smyrna, Delaware. So for all those who still are trying to get in contact with Ms. Gilchrist or need some type of advice or just want whatever it may be, you can always contact me. You can call in at 323-642-1559, or you can email me personally at mcassociatesforall@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. You know, we had the elections going on, so we had the head House of Senate, Patricia Blevin, and the entire House of Senate were up for re-election. Now, Patricia Blevins has been in the House of Senate for 26 years, people, 26 years. And after 26 years, she is no longer there, thanks be to God. Myself and Ms. Gilchrist, other client, we wrote to different people. We wrote to the Secretary of State, Jeffrey Bullock. We wrote to his secretary, Kathy Bradford. At the Secretary of State's office, we wrote to Governor Jack Markell. Now, we've been doing a lot of writing, a lot of calling, and Governor Markell, he still has refused to speak with me, but the only person who has gotten contact with me, not called me, but got in contact via email, was his chief of staff, which was Ms. Finau. Now, Ms. Finau, she did the same thing that Patricia Blevin of the House of Senate did. She wrote a nasty email to me regarding my 14-year-old daughter, who was my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, who was beaten, raped. I mean, she's seen a police officer shot. She's seen a girl shot in the head, all while in state's custody, at the hands of her father. Now, for these people tell a mother to just move on and get over it, that was very wrong. That was very wrong. So took the time out to write every single senator and attach the email that she sent to me, as well as Ms. Gilchrist's other client. She took the time out to put her stuff together to, against Ms. Gilchrist, sent it to every single senator, and we did that very diligently every single day for the last 2 months. And thanks be to God, Ms. Patricia Blevins is no longer in the House of Senate. Now, people, you have to know, the House of Senate, they vote amongst their own people. Patricia Blevins, in her email, she said the vote stops here and this was not, the vote will not be rescinded. Mind you that Ms. Patricia Blevins, what she failed to do was what she withheld the information from the 14, she withheld the evidence from the 14 other senators. Now, they were privy, they were supposed to be able to see this before they voted. But they voted for Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist to be confirmed as a Kent County Family Court Commissioner because they did not have the information. But after the fact, after writing in and they cast their vote at the election, they wanted her out. I mean, they've seen exactly how she feels about them. Like, it doesn't matter. Their voices don't count. You can't do that. You're in the House of Senate. The people are the ones that first put her in the office before the House of Senate continues to vote her in. Because it's the 14 senators that voted her out, the same 14 senators that she withheld this information from. And even when I called to the legislative hall yesterday, spoke to one employee, and she was so ecstatic that this woman is gone. I mean, she said she walked around there with a sour face. Point blank, you're not going to get nowhere in life by treating people like dirt. It's not right. It's wrong, and it's not of, I mean, that's not the type of people, that's not how we're supposed to treat people. We're supposed to treat people with love and respect and kindness. Even what I see on the TV, oh, my God, it breaks my heart because, I mean, our world is in turmoil. It's in pure turmoil. You have the stuff going on in these countries with the bombings and the killings and these, oh, my, and using, I mean, people as human shields. Not even that. You have the protesters. Please, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but we have to do it with peace. Violence does not do anything but ignite other violence, ignite ignorance. We cannot win like that. Our pen and our paper is very, very strong. Pen, paper, and our voice, that's very, very strong. The last thing we need to do is be running around here tearing up stuff. You're not going to get anywhere like that. I mean, I hear different stories. I hear so many different things on the news, on the radio, when it comes to, oh, we're going back in times, we're going back in slavery times, and this and that. People, we need to pray now more than ever. More now than ever. I mean, you heard President Obama yesterday when he was in Germany. He's remaining optimistic, but at the same time, he's putting out pretty much like a warning message, it seems. Because, I mean, he had a conversation with Donald Trump. And that's a very smart man, President Obama. So his main mission for, in that meeting was to see exactly where President-elect Kidd was at, and he definitely seen. He did what he had to do. But his main mission, if Donald Trump said he's going to do with Russia, with Crimea, oh my goodness, that's just like, okay, they don't care about people's lives. I know it's a whole lot that the U.S. is doing because they're meddling in the center, but for a reason. But at the same time, the prophecy has to be fulfilled. And that's what's going to happen. The prophecy will be fulfilled. I mean, everything that's transpiring, if we read our Bible, people, we will see exactly what's going to happen. The time is now. The time is now. All I can say is just keep the hope alive. Just keep doing what you got to do. Keep pressing forward. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. Because, I mean, we have to still live our lives and do what we have to do, take care of our families. Got to keep moving forward. My main purpose and my main mission on this earth is to encourage one another and to help. I'm not here to degrade anyone or talk bad about anyone. Now I'm going to give you the truth now. That's one thing I am going to do as a Christian is definitely give you the truth. I'm not about the sugarcoating. So if you want a sugarcoat, if you want some sugarcoating, this is the wrong radio station, wrong radio show. Not going to work here. I didn't grow up that type of way. I didn't live my life that type of way. So I'm not going to do it. And that's one thing I know. God puts people in your life for a reason or a season. And I thank God for a special, 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 I mean, she's been my spiritual guidance, my blessing, because trust me, when I needed a kick in the butt, she gave me a kick in the butt now. Not literally, but I mean, just look, like, come on, pick yourself up, get it together, let's go. So that's what I'm doing, passing it on. Because I see these Facebook posts on that they play on the media, on the news media, on CNN, with people when they're crying and say, they just are so fragile and so shattered with what's going on with the presidency. Don't let it scare you. I mean, just pray on it. Got to cast all your worries on God. Got to cast them all on God. Because it's going to be what it's going to be now. So, got to prepare ourselves. That's all. Just got to keep doing what we got to do. Got to keep pushing forward. Oh, well, I hear that Trump nominated Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. Really? To each his own. To each his own. We are in for a treat, aren't we? But I definitely want to let you know about Gretchen Gilchrist. I called a family court, Kent County courthouse today. I spoke to a customer service representative by the name of Miss Janae. Now, Miss Janae informed me that the director of operations, she was in receipt of my faxes. Now, these faxes are concerning a bailiff at the family court. Now, this bailiff is my ex-father-in-law, which is my 14-year-old, my mentally challenged daughter, who's 14, her grandfather. Now, it's a conflict of interest at this courthouse, and they're still in the same courthouse. Not even that. At the end of the day, you have to do what's right. So I don't understand. I mean, people turn a blind eye to things too much. What happened to doing what's right? It seems like everybody just want to go along with life, just go along with whatever the flow is. You cannot go along with whatever the flow is. That's not living life. That's living someone else's life. You got to stand up for what you believe in. You got to stand firm on it. I see all these politicians, they're bending and they're folding to Donald Trump. They're in a campaign in the early elections talking about some, oh, yeah, Donald Trump is this and Donald Trump is that, and he doesn't stand for the party. But here we go. They're around here. They're all up and through his building, going to meetings, especially Nikki Haley. He was Nikki Haley and Mitt Romney. I couldn't believe it. But, hey, you never know. When it comes to Donald Trump, he's so unpredictable, and you just never know. So that's why I said just sit back and just you got to watch and see what's going to go on. I mean, I know our voices definitely need to be heard. That's why I said when it comes to the protesters, do what you do. but please do it peacefully. Definitely want to see you go home to your families and your loved ones. Violence is definitely not the key. And I'm wondering why, not even wondering why. That's just not his style, because if he wanted to come on the air, when I say he, I mean Donald Trump, if he wanted to come on the air and say, okay, give a heartfelt speech to the nation, that's what he would have did. But that's not what, that's not who he's about. That's not who he represents. So we have to see a person for who they are. When he was going through the camp, going through his campaign for the last couple of months, that's who Donald Trump is. He wasn't playing. This, what y'all seeing now? Y'all better be scared. Y'all, not even scared. Excuse me. Let me track that back. The man is definitely not. He ain't. He's not real. Not real at all. But I can't. I mean, I can't fathom. I really can't. It's just. It's heartbreaking. But at the same time, I'm going to remain optimistic and keep the hope alive and keep it pushing, because you got to keep fighting. You got to keep moving at the end of the day. Got to keep moving forward. So hopefully everyone had a blessed day. And if you did not, I pray that tomorrow be better than today. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to be like that forever. So you just got to keep yourself encouraging, and, you know what I mean, encourage one another from time to time, because sometimes people do need that, and sometimes people don't have no one whatsoever, no one to talk to at all whatsoever. Now, when I've been writing to Governor Markell for a while. I've been trying to locate Lydia Prigg and Monique Hampton for the last couple of weeks. I'm unable to locate these women. Now, these women were in the board and commission. Now, when they were there before the election of our governor, I could locate her. Now I can't. I just can't locate her whatsoever. She is like disappeared or something. And Loretta Lynch, she came on. She made a statement stating that hate crimes have moved up 6%. Really? Really, really, really. I'm like, It's just sickening. Every time you turn on the TV, it's just something after another. But that's neither here nor there. To Harris, the first. I'm still trying to figure out why they still have this man in the family court after what he did to plenty of children, probably. Don't even know if the man is a predator or not. Don't even know. I mean, the man is negligent, careless for how he just let his stuff all over the place. How can you have pornography on TV when you know you have children live there? I mean, you tell me. I couldn't have that up in my courthouse. Couldn't have it up in my courthouse, because that's a disgrace. Especially when you allow it to be exposed to minors. Especially. You can't do that. And I'm waiting to see how they're going to handle this, because it's just wrong. It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. Wrong as can be. I mean, y'all just keep tuning in, and I will definitely continue to fill you in, on the situation with Mr. Harris and the then what? Now, Rudy Giuliani, I'm not sure what in the world he's going to be, but name calling is the last thing that we need around the world. I mean, that's some kiddy stuff when you get the name calling. Nobody has time for that foolishness. He has a bunch of hotheads in his administration. They're going to clash because he's a hothead and they're hotheads. That's a bad recipe. He's not putting nobody calm, cool, and rational. Everybody's a hothead. So you're going to see hothead results, unfortunately. You're going to see them because President Obama, his administration, they're already dropping like flies. They're going to be one after another soon. One after another. Pick what I'm telling you. It's sickening. It's truly, truly sickening. What we got to live and go through. Oh, yeah. But that's what it is. That's what it is. So I'm going to go to the phone line. We have quite a bit few callers on the line. So if you like to speak, voice your opinion, or whatever you like to do, just let me know. And you're on the air. So we'll see how King County Family Court plays their hands. We'll definitely see. I'm just thankful that Patricia Blevins is dope. People do not need to be treated the type of way I was treated and Ms. Gilchrist's other client, because I was not alone with the foolishness. That's one thing I can say. I was definitely not alone because that type, I mean, Senator Ennis, he guaranteed, when you guarantee somebody, you're supposed to come through. He guaranteed that nothing would, he guaranteed that Ms. Gilchrist's nomination to be commissioner would be set aside. He's a big fat liar, and I don't know why they even reelected this man. See, that's what happened when you're trying to get the word out there and the newspaper. Now, mind you, I would call the House of Senate. And it was a employee that it was, I don't even get into it. It was just ridiculous. To be honest, it was ridiculous. I don't know, but it's so much discrimination and you just name it, it's going down. It's definitely going down. Now, what do y'all think on Donald Trump with this whole Twitter thing? I mean, do y'all agree he should be treated as a president-elect or a future president to be? Or should he give it up? Let's see what the phone line has to say. Hi. Let's see. Can I call you on the line? Are you just listening or would you like to speak?
I have one thing to say. Hello?
Hold on. Yes, go ahead, caller. Sorry about that. How you doing this evening? My apologies.
I'm fine. Obama, do anything for African Americans. And for Hillary Clinton to follow behind Obama was a mistake. They're angry with him. And basically, if you really look at applications, you have white, black, others on the applications. Obama would be others. It's true that he is an American, but his mother is white and his father is foreign. That's not black. So a lot of African Americans were upset with him because he didn't do anything. There's no platform. That's why it's so easy to undo it. And when it comes to Trump, there's still going to be a conflict any way you look at it with the family. You don't expect a husband and a wife to go home and not discuss business, and especially when it's the father and the father-in-law. It won't work. They do allow it. Then they get what they ask for. But Obama had the House and the Senate. He got nothing done. So he shouldn't complain about anybody else. And he's the reason why African Americans didn't show up. And also, I was not treated fairly in the federal government. And he turned his head on me. Even with my father, writing about my father, the situation with him, he never wrote back. A lot of ink for nothing. He picks things that make him look good. But going out, Mr. Obama, President Obama, good at all at the end. And Clinton, you made a bad mistake. You should have wrote on your own. But Biden, you're the worst of all. You knew she wasn't going to win by herself. And you backed out. Your son told you to run. And he told you if you didn't, what would happen? But apparently that didn't make any difference. But it will before it's over with for you. You need a clean house in Delaware while you were in there. When you get out, I don't know if you had much authority. I don't know what you did while you were in there either. But anyway, you hear no government workers. You don't hear them saying a thing. They can't say anything. You don't even hear Obama mention anything about government workers. They'll lose their job. Just like Patricia, chairman, president of the board. I called there and they was ignorant when they told me that she sit in with a meeting with Gretchen Gilchrist and didn't think I wasn't going to write everybody in the mama. From the secretary walking in the office to being in the Senate meetings to having senators attend meetings overnight must have been urgent. And Patricia, the bucks don't stop here. Your butt is gone. That's where it stops.
Amen.
You are not in Florida nowhere in this state. You disappeared so quickly nobody even know you existed 26 years. And your office is jumping hallelujah, and they're glad you're gone because they say you were evil. And you're the kind of people that when you have political appointees, people are glad when they're gone. You have a good night.
All right. Thank you so much, Cora. I so appreciate you. All right, all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the truth. That was Ms. Gilchrist of the client, Ms. Dill. And she, hey, it's the truth. Got to keep telling the truth. Let's see. Hi, caller. You're on the line. Are you just listening, or do you have a comment, or would you like to speak?
Yes, I have a comment. Pete says, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. I'm Ashanti. I'm down here in North Carolina. You know, I hear people call in and, you know, President Obama didn't do this, he didn't do that. You know, once people find out, me being a Marine and Dylan in Special Forces and Intelligence work, when the American people find out that there are two constitutions, one public and one private, two presidents, one public and one private. So you have public law, for public citizens, and then you have private law for private citizens. And when you find out there's a difference between the two, and how in 1861 they took the word person and changed the definition under their legal term, meaning a fictional character, they made it into a corporation, and they also redefined the word state to mean Washington, D.C., when the city of Columbia, what we call the District of Columbia, came into existence. And they tricked all the people into the mothers into signing their children's biological property as a security to print the money. And so when they say we the people and the 14th Amendment, they're not talking about you the flesh and blood person. They're talking about you the corporation, birth certificate, death certificate, and marriage certificate on the stock market every day. So tell people all the time, freedom not free. If you want to get free, you're going to have to bust some sweat equity, and you're going to have to buy some damn books, and you have to find out, you have to be informed to know what's going on, because a president is selected, not elected. And this is why your votes don't count, because it's taken over. Once it became a corporation, they turned it over, and they came up with this District of Columbia and the what they call the Electoral College. Because the so-called founding fathers got their constitution from the Moors that were already here, because we're indigenous to the whole planet, black people, all black people, that is. And when you understand that, and when England had already abolished slavery, but then the white folks, when we helped them get free, they come up with colorable law, which you get the movie 12 Years a Slave, because white man back in the day meant a free person. It didn't have nothing to do with no skin color. But then colorable law, you can easily see who's going to stick out under colorable law is so-called people that are melanated. Then you have to get informed to find out what the hell is going on so you don't fall up in all these traps. President Obama standing up there beside the Moroccan flag, giving you hints when he goes back to Africa making speeches. He can't tell you everything because he can only do what the shareholders tell him to do because it's a corporation.
He can only do so much. Mm-hmm.
That's right. You got to do some work for yourself. Freedom ain't free. You got to bust some sweat equity, and you got to buy some books and get informed.
That's right. That's why
that's
I try to tell people, you got to keep fighting.
Yeah, you got to keep fighting. You ain't entitled to nothing. You got to fight for everything you get. You got to work. That's the physics phone for work. W equals force times distance. As I tell my little cousin.
I don't mean to cut you off. So how do you feel when people say, you know what I'm saying, so what's the point of voting if we vote for this person and here you come, you got this person in there? Because even with the votes, how you see how Hillary got all these votes, I mean, don't get me wrong, I ain't for neither one of these candidates at all.
Me neither. I didn't vote for either one of them. But the thing you have to do is when I hear other brothers and sisters talk about, you have to get yourself together as a body politic. You have to get yourself together as a voting bloc. So when you get all black businesses bond together, black women and men bond together, and you form your own business and what, then you go to and say, you know what? What you going to do for us? You have to come together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you, and that's the good thing about Donald Trump is he going, it's a wake-up call for black people. You're going to have to work together. The precipice is coming. The critical mass is coming. You're going to have to work with your own. You got to stop all this stuff. It's just like when I hear, you know, you hear people say all the time, I had a break site. I had to get on some more. It's about stop talking over people's heads, right? You've seen the action movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? So he was talking on late night TV because, you know, he married into the Kennedy family. And so they asked him, what does the name Schwarzenegger mean, right? And he said it means black plowman. So they laugh. They say, how does the Kennedy family feel about having a black plowman in their family, right? This is why, because we're going to have to deal with these demons, these devils, one way or another. So if you ask any Puerto Rican or Cuban brother, if you ask them how to say black, because you know Spanish is another European language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask them how to say black in Spanish, what would they tell you? They would say it's negro, right? It's a term of infection, a term of endearment, right?
Right.
But if you ask them how to say white in Spanish, what would they say?
Blanca.
Blanca, blanco, right? It comes from the old English black, B-L-A-Q or B-L-A-C, which means white man. It just don't mean white man, it means pale man. And do you know the biological term for pale man is cave goer? And do you know what the biological term for cave goer is? It's troglodyte nigger. He's the original nigger. On the planet, us going around. Hey, what's up, nigga? You got to do your studying, man. Freedom ain't free.
That's right.
And like I said, my mom used to tell me, she said, son, I don't care if you don't ever go to school, which I did go to college. And he said, oh, you know, always read because don't no real black woman with no dumb ass nigga. And I say to all my little sisters, and I got four of them. I say, look, it's telling you in physics, intelligence is like energy and matter. It cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred. So I said, if you think about having babies with a dumb ass man, you better hope that God, was ever in your gene pool, can compensate for his inadequacies. Y'all got to stop laying down.
But this is a wake-up call for not just the white – it's not just a wake-up call for, you know what I'm saying, the black people. It's a wake-up call for everybody because Trump is for his own self.
Without a doubt. Because, see, there are white people who don't even know their own history. And they've been lied to by the elites, too. And that's how they keep it going. But if they don't, you know, they think, oh, wow. You know, you see the swastika, people think the swastika, that's an old symbol of the sun. It don't offend me, but white folks will take stuff, reappropriate it, give it back to you. You think it's something new, but see, when you understand the history of the white man, there's a book called "Making of the White Man," oral and traditional accounts by Paul Lawrence Cuffer. Everybody need to read that book. But it's called "Making of the White Man" by oral accounts and traditions by Paul Lawrence Guthrie, right? And when you read this, you'll know what he was like all over the planet. He's a new man on the planet because when you read books like Forbidden Archaeology by Dr. Primo and Thompson, everybody on the planet not human because human used to be spelled H-U-E-M-A-N, meaning you are melanated. That's the black, brown, red, and yellow. So you got people on this planet with 65% Neanderthal DNA and 35% and 35% human. You better watch out who you're laying down with because everybody ain't human.
Okay. Now, I see my lines are popping up on the chat line, so they want to know, what do you mean by saying y'all laying, wait a minute. They said, what do you mean by saying y'all got to stop laying down with? They want to know exactly who you're referring to.
Yeah, that's me. Melanated people, you got to choose who you lay down with because mental health and all that stuff and genetically weak people, you gotta look on you laying down with because it's power in the blood. You can't mix your blood with everybody.
Okay. Uh-huh. What about men? This is geared towards everybody, correct?
Just for women, it's for men too,
Okay.
Yeah. It ain't just for women. Negroes better get their men, especially men. I train men and I've been around men, right? And you got to look. My grandfather used to say, when a real man in the house, all the bullshit stop. But you got to be a man and not a boy and not a male.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And I know men talk when I hear it because I know how boys sound. Well, I don't feel, I kind of sort of don't like. No, tell me what you know. Tell me the facts and then make it happen.
Right now.
That's all, sis. I could go on forever, but I just wanted to just call in. I just came across the show.
Well, I greatly appreciate you speaking up. I mean, we need more people that want to speak up because, I mean, it seems like nobody wants to speak up nowadays, not even these government people. Nobody wants to do nothing. Nobody wants to speak up.
Yeah, but that's what
up.
I said. You got to do something. You got to hold on to your God force and push forward. First of all, you got to get a thorough knowledge of yourself, right? And then, you know, you men, you got to get out here. Women, you got to get out, exercise, take you some martial arts class, some boxing class, some kind of self-defense, go to the gun range, get you a shotgun and all. Be ready. You got to defend your biology. First of all, you got to be able to defend it mentally before you can defend it physically.
Too bad there's not too many men like that out there.
Well, it's a whole lot of brothers out here like it, but they just not hearing. They just about the business, that's all. But it's going to come. It's going to come. Take care, sis, and I appreciate your program.
And I appreciate you. Thank you very much. You be blessed.
All right. Peace, sis.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Carla. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. I mean, that was some food for thought right there for all of us. I mean, it gives you hope that you do have some brothers out there that got some knowledge and they're pretty much about their business. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate you calling in. I definitely appreciate Ms. Doe calling in. But, you know what I mean, just like I just said, you got to keep the hope alive, got to remain optimistic, and you got to keep fighting for what's right. Keep fighting for what's right. Fill your head with the knowledge. Knowledge is power, and people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. That's why reading is very fundamental for you. I mean, I push my kids to read as much as possible to fill their head. Now, that's one thing we have to know. We are teachers, so we have to teach our kids now. Come on now. So, hey, I appreciate that call, and I appreciate both the callers. Now, I know my show is winding down, so we're going to do this all over again, same time, 6:30. So, on that note, my good people, I appreciate all the, I will get to all of the questions that were on the line from the last call of that call. Sir, you just stirred up something because they are writing in. But I will make sure all the questions are addressed tomorrow. And if you're still tuning in, by all means, please call back in because we have some questions for you. And people, they want to pick your brain. So if you want your brain picked, by all means, call back in tomorrow. Same time, 6:30, 323-642-1559. This is your host, Riz, and I'm signing off. Peace, love, and happiness. Y'all take it easy. And like I say, just keep the hope alive, remain optimistic, and keep fighting for what's right. That's one thing you have with you. You have the right to fight for what's right. So do the right thing. All right now. Y'all have a blessed one. Peace.